Blog Talk Radio.
If that's a praise break right there for you to get your praise on. Yes, I got to go home. None but the righteous shall see God. You got to live holy and you got to live right. If you want to see Jesus, get right, church, and let's go home. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett. I'm joining you live in Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. I'm glad about Jesus Christ telling us to get right because he's an awesome God. He's a merciful and he's a loving and a kind God. He gives us time after time and chance after chance to get it right. Because, see, he could have took us out when we were sinking deep in sin, but he didn't. He heard my cry, and I just thank and praise God that he didn't let me die in my sin, because I could have been in jail and in hell, but to God be the glory. He delivered me, and he allowed me an opportunity to get right, and I thank and praise him, and I want to stay right. Amen. What about you? So let's be faithful to God, because we want to remember that Jesus Christ, the word of God says, work while it is day, because night is coming when no man can work. Jesus Christ said he's coming back for a church that has made herself ready. So we want to be ready when Jesus comes. And we don't want to be caught with our works undone. I don't. I want to hear Jesus Christ say, "Well done, Maria, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord." How many know this is not my home? This earth is not my home. It's not your home if you've given your life to Jesus Christ. We're just pilgrims passing through, and we have work to do. He says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So let's get ready to be about our Father's business and not be a busybody in other men's matters, but be about our Father's business. Because he says, save yourself from this untoward generation. We see things are not going forward. It's not even productive or conducive to holiness, what we see in this world. But he tells us to save ourselves from this untoward generation. And Jesus requires us to have good conduct as his stewards. Amen. He wants us to be faithful servants unto him. He wants us to be obedient. And he wants us to follow the Christian principles that he has set before us in his word. And those are a lot of things that means love, patience, the fruits of the Spirit. He says faithfulness. He says love, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. All those things, those are fruits that he wants us to portray and display and demonstrate in the body of Christ as we walk in the world. Although we are in the world, we're not of the world, but he wants us to let our light shine and all those fruits to bear, that we are to bear as Christians, to let others see our good works. He says, let our light shine that others might see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. So there is a lot of things that encompass us as Christians and good stewards and behavior, because people ought to recognize and know that you are a saint of the Most High God. Saints are not just ones that you may have known, that you've heard of, but you are a saint. If you are born again, you washed in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And I just thank and praise God that he allowed us to come unto him. He says, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. He says, come to the table where the feast of the Lord is going on. And see, he wants us, he says, I stand at the door and knock. And he says, if any man open up the door, he says, I'll come in and I'll sup with him. And so Jesus wants to come in our lives. He wants to sup with us. He wants his Spirit to be in us and penetrate our soul and encompass our whole mind, which is our soul, which is our soul is our will, our mind, and our emotions, and even in our spirit. Because then once we repent of our sins and become baptized in the name of Jesus, then guess what? Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will come in our earthen vessel, and we can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, because we have the Holy Spirit, amen, dwelling in us that allow us to live holy, and others can see our good works, amen, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And so today we're talking about one principle here as Christian believers and disciples of Jesus Christ, and that's tithing. Tithing, the Bible says, is holy unto the Lord. And our focus scripture is coming out of Malachi, the third chapter and the 10th verse. Malachi, the third chapter and the 10th verse. And it reads, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Lord Jesus, for your word, for an opportunity that we can just come boldly to you, and you can just hear our cry and our prayer. We also come in right now thanking you, Father God, for allowing us to see this day and to have our right mind activity and use of our limbs and to be able to just and be able to live and breathe the breath of life. And to you, God, we say thank you, Jesus, and we magnify you because you didn't have to do it, but you did. And Father God, we ask that you will open up our ears and our understanding and our hearts and our minds that we might receive the word to hear what you want us to hear, to be obedient as dear children. And let this word fall on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus so that you will welcome us, Father, and our good works when it's time for us to be entered into our heavenly home in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we're talking about tithe today. Tithe is being holy unto the Lord. And Jesus tells us in the scriptures, he talks a lot about offering and how he loves a cheerful giver. And also how he talks about in Luke how the Pharisees, they were hypocrites. He says, you know, Luke 11:42, he says, but woe unto you, Pharisees. He said, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye have done and not to leave the other undone. Now, in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 7th verse, it reads, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. A lot of times people say, well, you know, the tithes, Malachi, that's in the Old Testament. And so we in the New Testament. But we still obey the laws in the Bible. We just don't live by the New Testament. We read the entire Bible, and we look at the Old Testament. We read the Old Testament. We study the New Testament, and we live by the Bible, the Word of God. Amen. But then in Leviticus, in the 27th chapter, in the 30th verse, it reads, in all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. So tithes are holy unto the Lord. It's not just an act or a tradition of man, but it is holy unto the Lord. And Jesus told us, right, in his word, and we heard in the song in the beginning of the broadcast that none but the righteous shall see God. If you want to, you got to live holy and you got to live right. And Jesus tells us, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. So it's a huge responsibility when serving the Lord. He said to make your calling and election sure. And there are things that he requires of us as stewards of the Most High God. And these are acts of obedience. He tells us also in his word that obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. You can sacrifice things and give and sacrifice this and sacrifice your time, sacrifice even your money. But if God tells you to tithe and it says it's holy unto the Lord, then we do it out of an act of obedience. But he did tell us he loves a cheerful giver. He doesn't want you to be given grudgingly or of necessity. It should be in your heart to want to obey God and do what pleases God. And one of these things that he tells us is he requires that we tithe a tenth of our fruit. Amen. And I recall, and even a tenth of what God get, you know, the fruits and things of God to give you. I remember working for small farmers in Winston County. There was a farmer's wife who brought me, she told me she brought me her first fruits out of her garden, and those were collard greens. And I said, wow, I felt blessed. And I never had anyone to tell me that they were giving me the first fruits out of their garden. And I thought, wow, that's an honor. This was her garden and her husband's garden, and yet she bought me, as their secretary, the first fruits out of their vegetable garden. So I felt honored to be able to receive those first fruits. And she was doing that. That was something that she taught me a lesson. That was some years ago. And it must have been 7 years ago or 8 years ago when that happened. But it taught me that she obeyed the laws of the land and what the Lord tells. They're not only the law of God, not the law of the land, but the law of God and the principle of the tenth and how it's holy unto the Lord. So she had given me her first fruits of her vegetable garden, but at the same time, she still tithed her 10% of her money. So God wants us to give, not grudgingly, he says, or of necessity, but God loves a cheerful giver. And she gave that to me cheerfully as out of her garden, the first fruit. Now, when we read in Genesis in the Old Testament in chapter 28, of the book of Genesis. You can write that down. Genesis chapter 28. That's the first book of the Bible. And all we have to do is go to the 28th chapter. And it reads, and Jacob, in the 20th verse, it reads, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. He says, of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee, because it's holy unto the Lord. And he knew that God had blessed him. And since God had blessed him, he wanted to make sure that he gave God back. We can never repay God for everything and the things that he has done for us. But he certainly wants us to be obedient, and he certainly wants us to honor him in all that we do and in everything that he gives us. Because the Bible tells us what? The earth is the Lord, amen, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, amen. The earth is his, the everything. And when we know that everything belongs to God, then he just lends it to us. So nothing that we own, we don't own anything. He says, we came into this world naked, right? And naked we gonna leave. Amen. We didn't bring anything with us when we entered this world, and we won't take anything out. So he's lending it to us. We all are leasing. If you say, I'm not leasing anything, you are, because it's not yours. You don't own it. The earth is the Lord and the fullness therein, and they, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So everything in the earth belongs to the Lord. And he allowed us to just have it while we're here, to possess it. But he is the owner. And so we want to be faithful servants with the things that he blesses us with, because he didn't have to give it to us. Some people have a house on the hill. Some people have a house in the city. But God gave you that house. And so God wants us to share, and he wants us to give. He says, you know, cheerfully, not grudgingly or of necessity. That's the kind of God that we serve. He wants us to obey him and to honor him in all that we do. Amen. Amen. And Matthew in the 23rd chapter and the 23rd verse, Matthew 23:23, it says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye have done, and not to leave the other undone. So he's telling us here in Matthew 23:3 that we have tithe mint. The Pharisees and the hypocrites, they tithe mint, anise, and cumin. But God says, guess what? We've omitted the weightier matters. The hypocrites they omitted the law of judgment. He says mercy and faith. Those are the things that he says that we have should not have left undone. So mercy, compassion, and having faith. You know, we talked about faith a couple of weeks ago about faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen? So we don't want to just be too far to the left and just we feel we can just pay our tithes and do what we want to do. God wants us to be dear children and be good stewards, and he wants us to have good conduct and good character in all that we do. Amen. So we want to not forsake the law of judgment, the law of mercy and faith, and having faith to move mountains. Because Jesus says, faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. And he wants us to believe on him. And he says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So this is why we must not overlook these things, even in our tithing, even in our offerings that we sacrifice. God wants us to do those things. And yet, these are some things that we have forgotten, was things that we don't want to do because we feel we can do it, because we may not can afford or something to pay tithes. But you cannot afford not to pay your tithes, because why? He said that he would pour you out a blessing. He says he would open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Amen? So that's a mighty good, abundant blessing right there, that you won't even have room to receive it. So as children of God, we want he says that the earth is his and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. We want to have everything that God has for us. Because as children of the Most High God, we are heirs of the King. And he's King Jesus. Amen. And so we are his children, and we have access to all the things that are here on earth. But if we're not obedient in what we're doing, we can't access. We can't tap into those things because we're not obedient. So we have to, he says, obedience is better than sacrifice. We have to obey God. Amen. And then he says, then what? He says, if you be willing and obedient, he says, you would do what? Eat the good of the land. So that's the key, obedience. If you are willing and obedient, he says, you'll eat the good of the land. So God is requiring faithfulness. He's requiring obedience, and he wants us to not only tithe a tenth of everything that he gives us, but he also wants us to not overlook the law of judgment, mercy, and faith. He says we don't want to overlook those things because guess what? God is a just God. And he said vengeance is his and he would repay. So we don't want to forget or forsake the word of God and his laws and his commandments and what he's asked us to do as his children. And we want him to have a good report at the end of this life. When he calls your name, you want to be found faithful and true. You know, I have a sister-in-law. She's an awesome listener. She is she knows what active listening is. I believe God has given her a ministry of listening. She listens to a lot of people, and she's a very good listener. And that, you know what she's doing when she does that listening? She doesn't work. She's retired. But we all have, what, it's 24 hours a day. Amen? She tithes more than 10% of her time to listening to other people. And how many people need people to listen to? We all need somebody to listen to us. Amen. But that's a ministry. She just listens to people because people need to be heard. Amen. Amen. So I told her she was going to have one special crown by God. I said, just for listening. I said, because active listening. I said, your crown is going to be so heavy. I said, you won't be able to stand because she's such a great listener. But we want to be sure that we are not caught with our works undone. We don't want to leave the others be good and faithful in some works and leave the other works undone. God is requiring a balance, amen? We have to have it a well balanced. We have to get it right, amen? Like the song says, get right, church, and let's go home. We got to be right, you know, because when we leave this body, and he says, after death comes the judgment, Jesus Christ is going, we got to stand before him in judgment. And we got to remember, this is not the Bible is not a fairy tale or a story. It's the word of God. And the word, he says, shall stand forevermore. He says, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word, he says, shall stand forevermore. So if heaven going to pass away, now you know when you leave this world, you have to stand. He said, after death comes the judgment. So you not only have to be judged, okay, after this life, you have to not only be judged, but if you want to go to heaven, guess what? He said, that's going to even pass away. Now what you going to do? He said, but the word going to stand forevermore, because he said there's going to become the time where he's going to not only come back, but he's going, he said, the dead in Christ, he said, going to raise first. And that's when the trumpet going to sound. See, and we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Then Jesus is going to turn some things around for us as time goes on. And he's going to have a new heaven, hallelujah, and a new earth made and paved with streets of gold. He said, and the fruits will be our meat off the tree. And he said he's going to be the light of the world. He's going to light the city. So we won't have to worry about a light bill or the electric coming. We don't have to worry about that because he's going to light the city up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So let's be mindful as we walk day to day in our walk with Jesus Christ, that we walk as dear children, obedient, that we don't leave some things undone, that we're so caught up in one thing, but we're omitting some of the other Christian characteristics that Jesus Christ is portraying. And bearing, he says, bear those fruits. He wants us to bear fruits. And our fruits are what? Love, joy, peace. Even guess what? And I know you don't want to hear this one. Long suffering. Because I don't really particularly care for that fruit. But long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. How many of you been suffering a long time? You're still going through. You're saying, Lord, I'm going to just continue to wait until my change comes. Right, because it's, guess what? A fruit of the Spirit. See, those are the things that we have to ask God to help us to bear those fruits. Amen? Because we, he says, you can know the fruit, a tree, by the fruit it bears. So your fruit will tell the story. What kind of fruit are you bearing? Are you bearing good fruit or are you bearing no fruit? What is your tree bearing? Amen. So let's get right, church. Let's get ready to see Jesus. Let's get ready to meet him in the air. Amen. Because he's coming, and he's coming back for a church that he said has made herself ready. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Have you made yourself ready? Are you preparing to meet King Jesus? Are you just going through the motions, or are you just at a standstill, or are you still in the world, or are you backslidden? You can come to Jesus just as you are, and he will save you. Yes. We've heard the song, Come to Jesus. He will save you. All you have to do is give your life to him. Establish a relationship with him. Build your hopes on things eternal. He says, think on things that are just, that are lovely, that are pure, and that are of a good report. Think on those things. Amen? And when you think on heavenly things, the things of the world won't even bother you because you got your mind, the mind of Christ and ask God to give you that mind of Christ. That you, because the Bible says what? As a man thinketh, so is he. So let's ask God right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, these listeners, to have, to put on the mind of Christ, to have the mind of Christ, to do your will, to do it your way. Whatever, Father God, you say, let us be in compliance and let us follow suit as dear children, that we might hear you say, Father God, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus, and we believe by faith that it's already done. And we thank you, Father. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Continue to pray for the government. Continue to pray for our president. Continue to pray for all the prisoners, all those that are sick and shut in, even those in the hospital, in the name of Jesus, that God might be with them and dispatch ministering angels to intercede on their behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to thank God for you, my Aunt Jean on the line. Looks like my mom is on the line and she's not there now, but I thank God for her tuning in on today as well. So be encouraged, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and remember, walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We love you, and we're praying for you, and God bless you now and keep you forevermore in Jesus' mighty name.
Love of the righteous.